Here's a disturbing statistic. 20 horses have died at the famed Santa Anita Racetrack in Southern California since the winter racing season began in late December. That's twice the number that died in the same period last year. The latest, a 4-year-old filly named Eskin for a Drink, who was euthanized over the weekend after she injured her ankle during a race. Trainer Bob Baffert, whose horses have won every major race in the country, spoke to KABC News in Los Angeles.
We love these animals. We don't send them out there thinking something bad's going to happen, and it's stressful.
But Santa Anita will host the prestigious Breeders' Cup later this year. So what is the problem? Mick Peterson is director of the University of Kentucky Agriculture Equine Programs. He's been in California over the weekend inspecting the track. And Mick, your thoughts, 20 horses in 2 months.
Well, it's absolutely unacceptable. We're looking at every option we can to begin to understand what's happening. This is not what we do as a sport.
Well, let's talk about the track and explain what's supposed to happen. There's a certain mixture of silt and soil that has to be there. It's sort of like a pad that the horses are running on. What's it supposed to be like, and what did you find?
We're always looking at the composition of the track. We do monthly tests of the composition of the track. Samples are sent to Kentucky to the Racing Surfaces Testing Laboratory. And twice a year, we go out and do ground-penetrating radar. And so the advantage of that track of all is that we probably got the best baseline data of almost any track in North America.
Well, and you didn't find anything wrong?
No, we didn't. We were looking at every option. One thing is when there's a lot of rain, you look and you expect the fine material to move to the inside rail of the track. And after we'd analyzed the samples under the assumption that there might have been an issue, we found that actually it was very consistent.
Well, and can you talk about, you know, how much work, you just alluded to it, but how much work it takes to maintain a professional racetrack where something, you know, you've got this mix of sand, silt, clay, you've got rain, and something as, you know, insignificant as to our eyes, like a grain of sand, could injure these, you know, 1,000-pound magnificent thoroughbreds.
Yeah, and the maintenance of the track has kind of developed over years, and what we've been doing is documenting a lot of that and putting science behind it, because everybody talks about the horses, but keep in mind there's a rider on the back of every one of those horses as well. So we're not only protecting the rider, the horses, but we have to protect the riders. So our approach to this is every year we need to be improving.
Well, you and others have called it statistical clustering, that it's just a sort of an abnormality. But, you know, people for the ethical treatment of animals are calling for the track to be closed. 20 horses dying. But then people are also becoming aware because of this story that I said last year it was half, it was 10. But then before that, between 2015 and 16, there were 14 deaths. In fact, according to data from the California Horse Racing Board, there were 553 deaths between 2008 and 18 in 10 years. That's a lot of horses dying. Is something else going on? People have talked about, have horses been bred to have thinner ankles, to be faster, and is that what's causing this?
Well, what we're doing is we're looking at every possible avenue, and this is really where the California Horse Racing Board comes into play, because each of these horses will have a necropsy performed, and so California Horse Racing Board is a government agency. So that, keep in mind, that's they're independent, and also where people like myself, who my position at University of Kentucky allows me to say things that aren't always what they want to hear, and same for the equine medical directors in Kentucky, New York, and California. These are people who really their job is to oversee and to speak to the government oversight agencies about what they see and how to improve the sport.
What was your reaction when you first heard about the latest death of the filly?
Oh, I was devastated. I mean, you heard Bob Baffert, you know, none of us expect this, and we have to improve the way that we're maintaining the tracks, and we have to do everything we can to protect the horses, because this is not an acceptable series of events.
Well, I think what you see, your exact words were, what the hell do we do? And some would say, again, close down the tracks. But you mentioned weather. Do you think it's the recent rains? Because others are suspecting that.
Well, the rain's always a factor. And what we see in horse racing always is the challenge at any track is unusual weather. You know, so that might be a dry period at Churchill Downs or the track Fairgrounds in New Orleans is as big a challenge as rain in California. And this is really where it's got to be an industry-wide effort to both increase the knowledge of the superintendents, increase their understanding and professionalism, but also to share best practices and bring things together. And that's really where the Racing Surfaces Testing Laboratory that was formed, that's really what our job is.
And is there something to look at in breeding?
I don't have a lot of expertise, and there's other people who are looking at specifically genetic issues, and we're looking at, you know, even the use of analgesics. What I'm doing in this is I'm bringing the track information and the maintenance information to the California Horse Racing Board. Then the regulators need to step back. And, for example, the Racing Medication and Testing Consortium is looking at any issues that may be need to be investigated in any kind of medications that are used.
Mick Peterson, director of the University of Kentucky Agriculture Equine Programs, part of the team that's trying to figure out why 20 horses have died in the last 2 months at the Santa Anita Racetrack in Southern California. Way too many. Mick, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll follow this story.